passage of scripture, much as is done by Uriah Smith's interpretation of these last six verses. And brothers and sisters, I am not attacking Uriah Smith. If you're hearing this presentation for the first time, I would invite you to go back to the very beginning and also avail yourself of the newsletters that have been going out during that time period where we've dealt with the disagreement between James White and Uriah Smith, and we've dealt with Uriah Smith's taking a wrong turn in the last, from verse 36 and onward of Daniel 11, and how he reaches a conclusion about the last six verses of Daniel 11 that are empty at best. And if you're going to identify verse 41, the glorious land there, as the Seventh-day Adventist Church, you do the same thing. The implications of and meanings from that point onward mean very little in terms of a call for God's people to prepare for the seal of God. And one of the truths of this study is that being the message for the hour that God, the message that God has designed to awaken the Laodicean people to the reality of their condition and their need for character preparation, the reality that these verses are designed to accomplish that brings with it the truth that whenever a present truth message comes along, that we should expect to see in our midst men that will stand up and oppose it. We read a passage and discussed it out of the 1888 materials by Sister White, where she compares the rejection of the 1888 message with the rejection of the first and second angels' message in the 1840 time period, and says that that same attitude will be manifested when the present truth message comes at the end of time. And sure enough, concerning these last six verses, there are men among us that are opposing us. And the basic counsel is in that last sentence from Testimonies, Volume 5, the basic counsel that I would suggest all of us need to avail ourselves of. It says, "Search the Scriptures for yourselves, that you may understand the fearful solemnity of the present hour." And if you have this tape, then chances are you have our October newsletter. And on the opening page, I'd like to read the quote that's on the opening page of the Future News October 2002 newsletter from Gospel Workers, page 389. It says this: "With painstaking effort, we should work in the minds of